Greetings. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. Last week we talked about saving faith, believing in Jesus and trusting in Him alone for our salvation. This week I want to talk about the other side of the coin, repentance. What does that word, repent, mean? What is repentance? It is not a word people use often. You certainly don't hear it very often in social media or read about it in the news. Simply put, to repent means to have a change of heart and corresponding change of direction. For the believer, it is to turn from what is evil in God's eyes and turn to Jesus. Now, there are arguments about whether faith comes before repentance or not. I think it best to see that faith and repentance are mutually intertwined. Jesus' first words in Mark's Gospel are, "The time has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Repent and believe. Repentance and faith spring up together as a person sees Jesus Christ, full of grace which attracts them, and His truth that reveals how we were made to live in His world. It's definitely wrong to think that repentance comes first. We don't clean up our act so that we can then come to Jesus. Every sinner comes to Jesus a mess, and He gladly receives them. My friend, Jesus wants so much for the sinful soul to come to Him. Think of it like this. Jesus is like an independently wealthy doctor who hears about an island filled with natives who are dying of a disease that has infected everyone. And so because He cares, Dr. Jesus comes with medicine that is guaranteed to cure the natives. It breaks His heart when He arrives with the medicine, and these sick and dying natives run away and they don't trust Him. But Jesus continues to call out for them to come, holding out the promise that they will live if they simply come. And how overjoyed Jesus is when a few of the sickly natives finally cautiously approach Him, and then they decide to put their trust in Jesus, and they receive the cure for their disease. They turn from their dying life, they're a mess, and they come to Jesus believing in His love. It is what the New Testament calls repentance unto life. I like how our catechism puts it. What is repentance unto life? Repentance unto life is a saving grace, whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, does with grief and hatred of his sin turn from it unto God with full purpose of an endeavor after new obedience. Let's unpack that. We are all born sinners. Yes, even little babies who can be innocent in so many ways because they haven't been taught, you know, the particular evil habits of those they grow up with. But at the same time, they are infected with the selfishness that we all suffer from. Nobody has to teach a baby how to throw a fit. There are tiny babies that I have seen get so mad and red in the face, they're kicking and screaming. I give thanks to God that they come in a small package and not full grown. Now, there are two parts that we have to look at. When someone repents, they first see their sin for what it is: evil, wickedness, rebellion against their Creator. They have grief over it and they begin to hate it. But secondly, and don't miss this, at the same time they apprehend the mercy of God in Christ. They see God in His mercy sent His Son Jesus to the cross to deal with their sins so they could live. This is faith, trusting God will receive all who simply come. Joel 2:13 reads, "Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity." So seeing the awfulness of sin and taking in the amazing mercy of God in Christ, they then turn from sin to God. You see the double turn? It is turning from sin and turning to God. And then, having repented of the sin, the person then seeks to live obediently to what God says. Repentance unto life is a saving grace. It saves, and it is a gift we simply have to receive, yes, after begging. Martin Luther understood this. It was the very first of his 95 theses that he nailed on the Wittenberg door. He wrote, "When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, 'Repent,' He intended that the entire life of believers should be repentance. The last words Luther ever wrote was this on a tiny scrap of paper: "We are beggars. This is true." My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.